It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Blue-white game this weekend. They've got a special deal for you guys listening to the Keystone Sports Network. Starting at just $350 for a group of four, you can get there on Friday, stay in an RV the whole weekend, get the ultimate tailgate experience all the way through Sunday, including a free 409 tailgate club meal, a free shuttle to and from the game. Contact Mark today for more details. 1-800-519-8467. Or, of course, you can go to gopsurv.com for more information. I will be there this weekend. Take that as a pro. Take it as a con. However you want to take it.
I'll be there if you want to. About what you – I think I just – after this segment, I think I'm going to go get my credit card and sign up for PSURV just so I can watch the game with you after watching the game in person with you.
It is true that we don't spend enough time together.
That's right. So I just think that it's a great opportunity, not just for fans to get to watch the game with you, but for me to get to watch the game with you.
Too. That's Greg Pickle, who's so wistfully talking about our relationship. Dustin Hockensmith here, coming to you back from the Labatt Blue Studio. And as I mentioned before, ask and you shall receive. We had a little tip from a listener to try to get some audio from people who actually matter on our show. So what we've got are four James Franklin quotes queued up from the past few days where he's discussing different position groups. Some good stuff from him. We will play the quote and then we will discuss it, you know, and try to interpret who that's meant for, because that's always a thing with James Franklin. The first one, we'll start with James Franklin on Tommy Stevens. Here's what he had to say about Tommy this week.
You know, the thing that Tommy's always had, he is as gifted physically as any quarterback I've ever been around. He's 6'4", 6'5", he's 225, 30 pounds, he can run 4'5", he's got a strong arm, he's got a natural feel for the game.
All right, so I don't think he's saying a lot that we don't know before, except it's a little bit more glowing tone, I think. One of the most physically gifted quarterbacks that James Franklin's been around. And I guess my first thought was, you know, We haven't seen Tommy Stevens as a quarterback. That's one of the big variables of this team. We know that's not going to go away until we actually see him play quarterback, which frankly isn't going to come until August. It's not going to come until Idaho. So what we have is a situation where you can bank on potential. So if Tommy Stevens is exactly as good as James Franklin makes him out to be, how good can Penn State be? There's your million-dollar question. If Tommy Stevens plays like the most gifted quarterback James Franklin's been around, and he's dynamic, and he can make all the throws, what is the upside of Penn State's offense and Penn State's team as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that really caught me off guard when he said that, and our colleague Bob Flounders made this note as soon as we walked away from James Franklin's news conference, is that let's not forget he once coached Josh Freeman at Kansas State, who was a former first-round pick of the NFL. So for him to say that about Tommy Stevens, either he's blowing smoke, which I don't think he is, or he really genuinely believes that Tommy Stevens has a chance to make this Penn State team special. And of course, I know there's probably some out there thinking, what's he going to say, that he's the most unathletic quarterback I've ever had, and we wish that we had somebody with a better arm? No, he's not going to say that. It wouldn't be true, but he wouldn't say it even if it was. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the takeaway here, and I thought Stevens was incredibly insightful when he talked last Wednesday as well. I thought that his, you know, ability to reflect on everything that's happened to this point was very mature and wise and all of that. And it's not to say it's a surprise, because he's always been that way. But just even taking on tougher questions such as, you know, one about his durability and should fans be worried about the fact that he had these recurring issues. And he made it sound like, and I guess we now know why, there was an outside doctor that did the team surgery, because, or that did his surgery rather, because, you know, he said it wasn't fixed right before and this time it's been fixed right and I've been durable up until this injury and now we finally got it taken care of. So basically don't worry about my durability. So I thought he was tremendous, and James Franklin obviously sees very big things for him. It also reaffirms, I guess, that he's still the number one guy. And Sean Clifford might be having the best spring known to man, but Stevens is doing some 7-on-7 stuff, doing some other stuff. It's still his job to lose.
Yeah, I thought. Well, number one, when James Franklin says he's one of the most physically gifted how many quarterbacks has he really worked? Like every one of the quarterbacks he's worked with is one of the
right.
You know, it's such a fair. It's such a vague, but he does get into, you know, Tommy being as big as he is and runs in the 4.5s in the 40-yard dash, and I can't wait to see his running ability in this offense and what he's able to do, and because he's going to be able to absorb punishment, he's going to run through guys, he's going to run through safeties. It's going to be fun. And I also thought, exactly as you described, maturity and you know, that kind of seasoned, you know, redshirt senior is exactly why you want Tommy Stevens as your quarterback. That's going to be that's a valuable commodity for a coaching staff, as a guy who has been around, a guy who's grown, who's matured, who's you know, 22 years old now, and that's the guy you want guiding your offense, and that's what's working against Sean Clifford. All right, so the next one I wanted to get to, James Franklin discussing Justin Shorter, the redshirt freshman wide receiver.
Good. You know, he shows flashes. You know, he's 6'4". We are working like hell to keep him under 230 pounds. I mean, literally, he could be 250 right now if we wanted to. He's like a cheeseburger away from 250. But he can run. When he opens his stride up and goes, but like a lot of big guys, you know, it's the transition stuff. It's the top of the route. It's in and out of breaks. You know, it's playing as big and strong as what he is in terms of contested catches, in terms of blocking, in terms of releases being physical.
All right. So, again, describing Justin Shorter's dimensions and his physical ability, it's just reinforcing what a lot of people already know, right? So that's not much new. The interesting part, and I thought it was funny how James Franklin emphasized, hell, they're fighting to keep his weight down. What did you take away from that? Like, I think I talked to Bob Flounders late last week about this, and he was like, you know, I guess it came up that he was a cheeseburger away from 250. It's like, okay, well, I didn't really take that as a negative so much. I just took it as like his body wants to grow so much that they're having to keep him in that 230 range. I didn't really view it as a negative.
No, definitely not. I mean, I guess the one thing you wonder about is, will he just grow into a tight end at some point? But he'd have to get a little beyond 250, I think, to do that. But hey, big bodied wide receivers have made a lot of money playing football. The first thing first, though, with him is he has to eventually show. And look, he was on campus less than a year, and he had an injury that dinged him in summer camp, and that really kind of derailed his 2018 season. But we need to see that five-star potential this year. I think if this regular season started today, he would be the third wide receiver that starts beside KJ Hamler or Jahan Dotson. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So what that tells me is that he is making all the right strides, but fans and people within the program and Shorter himself will want to see that player show up sooner rather than later, as soon as the 2019 season begins.
Yeah, it's tough to see, and they're adding bodies at the wide receiver position, so who knows? Like, I don't think that there's a directly related Penn State can only win if Justin Shorter is as good as advertised. I think there are paths for Penn State to win games, even if Shorter needs a little time to come along, which that's my prediction, is that we're going to see, you know, maybe the last 4 or 5 games of the season, that's when the light bulb comes on, that's when the opportunity is there, that's when he's healthy, all that stuff. But I think that Penn State can win if he's not, if he doesn't play up to his 5-star billing right away.
Yeah, same.
It helps.
Right.
But I think they can win without that.
Yeah, especially because they're not playing all that great of a schedule. So
true.
I mean, the start in September is friendly, to say the least.
To say the very least. We're talking Penn State football. Listen to James Franklin quotes here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. The next one, James talks about the backfield, the running backs, Ricky Slade and Journey Brown, and how that dynamic is starting to play out.
Yeah, I think both Ricky and Journey have kind of taken a step and separated themselves, as they should. You know, Ricky's pretty confident right now. That game experience, I think, was really helpful for him. Journey didn't get as much game experience, but still got some. And we've seen some really good things. There's a lot of things going right for Journey right now. He's confident. He's becoming a leader. He had an unbelievable offseason. He's always extremely gifted.
So the first thing that jumped out to me, talking about Ricky Slade, talking about Journey Brown, whenever James Franklin uses the words "as they should," I think I took that as a little tip of the cap to Noah Kane. Like, this is how it's supposed to go, Noah.
Right.
You're behind these guys, but they've got multiple years on you, or you know, at least a year on you. This is how it's supposed to go. Don't be discouraged. These guys have separated themselves because experience pays off. This is going to be you in a year.
Right.
You kind of hear him doubling down. And if you were at any point kind of doubting what he had to say about Journey Brown, the good things, this was just another – it's just reinforcing it. This seems like legitimate hype.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's just – at this point, yeah, there's too much smoke and there's definitely fire. And the fire is, you know, burning Journey Brown. I knew where I wanted to go with that and I just never got there. But look, Journey Brown is –
Is Journey Brown okay?
He is okay, yes. Okay. He is not on fire, yes. But his stock is certainly hot.
Okay,
there we go.
That's better, yeah.
I think you and I both were a little bit skeptical of the preseason, the pre-spring practice stuff about Journey Brown. I guess we should know better than to doubt Barton Simmons. But I saw Brown rip off a practice run a couple weeks ago, just right up the middle and boom, gone. And it was like, that was the moment when the talk, I think, turned into reality. And look, the tough part about open practice and the blue-white game, because the blue-white game, there's a lot of people, and I understand why, that want to make it, you know, the end-all be-all, but keep in mind it's one of 15 practices and the 14 that come before it are a lot more controlled and a lot more I don't want to say you get more out of any one of those practices than you do the blue-white game, but let's be honest, they're going one-on-ones, twos-on-twos in closed-door practices. The blue-white game anymore, it's like ones and twos and then some of the best threes versus the fours, right, and everybody else. So you're not seeing we don't expect to see. That's what we saw the last couple of years. We don't know how James Franklin's going to score it or do it this year. We don't know how exactly that's going to work out, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, and it'll also be interesting to see, you know, Devin Ford comes along later this spring. Somewhere between May and June, we should see Devin Ford coming along and changes the backfield dynamic. I do still believe, and I know you think a little bit differently, that Ricky Slade is still going to be your one to Journey Brown's 1A. I still think, and Jaywan Sider said this within the last week also, that Noah Kane, they expect him to play.
Right.
He does have that sort of physical, aggressive, punishing style that can complement these guys. So it'll be interesting to see who's the odd man out, because you're not playing four. You're not playing more. You're not really realistically playing more than three. So there you go. That's James Franklin talking about running backs, quarterbacks, and Justin Shorter. We're going to move on. Mike Pullman from statecollege.com is going to join us to talk about probably all those things again.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.